On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter Sunday. My name is Father Joseph Rogers. I'm the parochial vicar, the associate pastor here at St. Patrick's Catholic Church. And I would like to say a particular word to all of you. I would like to say welcome home. I would like to say welcome home to the heart of the church, to the risen heart of Jesus Christ who gives us life and purpose and direction. I'd like to say welcome home to all of you who have been longing for Christ. I'd like to say welcome home to everybody who's looking for a rock on which to build your life. And I'd like to say welcome home to those who are hungry and thirsty and seeking for God. Because there is only one thing that satisfies the human heart. There is only one place that gives us life-giving water that can quench the thirst that we have in our souls. And the one who quenches that thirst is God. And God has revealed Himself fully in Jesus Christ risen from the dead. We come today because we have a new reference point. We come here today because something new and definitive has happened in history. Finally, there is something new under the sun. And that newness is Jesus Christ Himself, the Messiah, the one who is anointed in spirit and in power. What is the power of God, my brothers and sisters? What is the power? What is the motor that gives life to all things? What is the source that gives us being right now? What is the power that gives us strength to persevere when times are hard, when we face economic hardships and uncertainty in our lives, difficult marriages, broken marriages, homes that are living in duress and in stress? What is the power that gives us the strength to persevere? What is the power that is even light? My brothers and sisters, the power is love. Because God is love. And in the beginning is love. And in the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, is love. And you have been created and redeemed in the image of God who is love. And therefore today, there is a new definition given to us. There is a definition that wipes away all false definitions of the human person. There is a definition that breaks every false idol in our lives. There is a definition that breaks through the barriers, the darkness and the coldness and the hardness of our hearts. There's a new place where we live and move and have our being, because our lives are hidden with Christ in God. And where is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is Lord. to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord means there is no one and nothing else more superior and more fundamental or more important in my life. Nothing. Not work, not my ego, not my ideas, not my career, not my suffering. But Jesus Christ is Lord. It also means that we are free. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus Christ is Lord, that means that we have become children of God. It means that we are free from the tossing and the turning of the waves of our daily life. Because the same Spirit with which God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we have received. The power that renews the whole world. The power that took death and made life, unbreakable life. The risen life of Jesus Christ, that's the power we've received. But it is not like worldly power, my brothers and sisters, because we follow a crucified Lord. A crucified Lord who did not seek to grasp at His own divinity, but humbled Himself. And that means there is a particular way, there's a particular path of following Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, the path is marked out for us in the church. As scandalous as that may sound, as crazy as that may be, to think there is a physical, historical, even weak and often marred institution which communicates the risen path of Jesus Christ to the world, it is true. God has given us the church as a way to Him. That's why Peter can say He established some of us as witnesses who were with Him before He died and who ate and drank with Him afterwards. And this is the home that God wishes to give us. The joy of the resurrection renews the whole world. And the resurrection, which is the freedom of the human heart, is given to us through the church. The church, which is the home of the Holy Spirit. The church, which is the family of Jesus. The church, which is your home. My brothers and sisters, these Easter days, we do something very special. We will be called, all of us, to renew our baptismal promises. That means that we're challenged to make choices of freedom, to feel the weight and the gravity of freedom. And you will hear me ask you three questions of the things that you reject. And those are the things that have been conquered by the resurrection, by the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I beg you to hear what I ask you. I beg you to respond if you mean it. Not to just say the words. Not to just come and to go. But to let them pierce your heart. When I ask you to reject Satan, I do. And all his lies and false promises, I do. And do you believe in the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Son risen from the dead? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I do. My brothers and sisters, when we renew our baptismal promises, we reach the apex of human freedom. We enter into the path of what it means to be a human being. Because love defines who we are. Love not defined by us. Love defined by God who became small and died on the cross and rose from the dead, and gives Himself to us in the sacraments of the church. So today we will begin a new day, all of us, a day that we are asked to renew our baptismal promises, a day when we are asked to receive the gift of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, a day when we are asked to discover again what it means to be a Christian. My brothers and sisters, and this day, and in this place, we also come to the tomb which is a sign of hope, the church which is the splendid place where Christ continues to communicate Himself to us. It is a place where the apostles gather. It is a place where we behold God, where we too see and believe in Jesus Christ and the one whom He has sent.